Bez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Tisha Be'esim, the 29th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Mechinin, Laws of Sales, and Sefer Kinyan, Book of Acquisitions, where in this Perek we begin with the final two parakim regarding who's relied on for a valid acquisition, which in this Perek we discuss the acquisitions of a Cheresh Hagdav Katan, of a mentally deranged, a deaf mute, and a minor. As Rambam begins Halacha regarding the general rule, Shleisha, there are three individuals, three types of individuals, that Ein Mekocha Mekech, that their purchase is not a purchase, and their sale is not a sale, din tar from biblical law. Hacheresh, the one who's a deaf mute, Hashaita, mentally deranged, Vakon, and a minor. Avol, but Chacham tiknu, but the sages instituted, Shia, Cheresh, Vakon, that the deaf mute and the minor, Nesav, Nesen, they should be able to do business dealings, Umaisav Kayaman, and his activities are valid, Meshum Kedei Chayav, so that he could have sustenance for his life to be able to do business with others. Now, Alocha Beis first starts off with the effect of the acquisition of a chedesh. Hachedesh keitz a neisav neisen. So how exactly does a deaf mute have business dealings? So chedesh she'enu shemei b'lei medabes. So a deaf mute, that meaning he doesn't hear and he doesn't speak. Oy, medabes v'enu shemei klum. Or even if he speaks, but he doesn't hear anything. Moicher b'lei keach ha'metatlan b'remiza. So he sells and he buys movable items by sign language. Avalei b'karka. But he can't do business dealings with property. The af b'matatlan, and also regarding movable items, le'iskayim ma'isab, his activities are not valid. At shabait kinoisa b'dikas rabbis, until you do many different inspections and investigations, umesiyash b'dava, and they're able to settle on the clear understanding of what exactly this transaction is having. Halacha gimel. Now, ilaim, someone who's mute, shashemeya hears, but the imadava doesn't speak. Oy mishin shtatik, or someone that got muted. Mikochei mekach, his purchases are a purchase, or mimkar mimkar, and his sales are sales, or matnois of kayamis, bakoil, and his gifts are valid in all areas. And this is bim matatlim, bim makarka, whether movable items or real estate. Bahu, as long as shibodik, keder shabaitin legitin, that you check him out, just like you check out for a divorce document, or he writes with his handwriting, but he's considered as a bardas of all halachas, and therefore, of course, the sale, you just have to make sure that you understand exactly what he's saying. Halacha Dalet continues on to the next category, that of the effect of the acquisition of someone who's mentally deranged. Hashaita, the mentally deranged, Eim Kochei Mekach V'Eimim Kodim Emkem. His purchases or his sales are not valid. V'Eim Matnosev Kiyamas, and neither is there any validity to his gifts. Obezn Mamidim Apotropos L'Hashaitim, the courts, they appoint a caretaker for the mentally deranged, Kadesh Mamidim Maktam, just like they appoint for minors. Halacha hei na mishahu eis shaita be'eis shafai, someone that at times is mentally deranged and at times perfectly sane, kugoyin eilu hanichven, like those who are epileptic, where they have this disease, where they at times lose it, be'eishu shafai, so when he's perfectly sane, kol ma'aseh v'kayam, and all his actions are valid, b'zoichel asma v'lachedim, kachol ben das, and he can marry for himself and for others, like any perfectly sane and intelligent person. Now, however, the witnesses need to investigate this thing very well, because maybe this was at the end of his derangement, where there's still some lingering effects, and therefore not valid. Maybe it's in the beginning of when it became mentally deranged, although it looked like up until now he was sane, this might have been the beginning, and again, that would take away the validity, and they would have to check it out very well. Halacha Vav contains regarding the effect of the acquisition of a minor. A minor up until 6 years old, so his transactions for others have no validity up until 6 years old. Now, from 6 years old until he becomes an adult, if he knows business dealings very well, his buying, his selling, and his gifting have validity. Whether it's a large quantity, whether it's a small quantity, whether it's a healthy man's gift, whether it's a dying person's gift. And this idea is from the words of the sages. Like we explained, that it shouldn't be void. That he's not going to find anyone who's going to sell to him or buy from him because of the invalidity. And he therefore, since he knows, we let him. But there's also movable items. But regarding property, real estate, land, then he cannot sell nor buy, not sell nor gift until he becomes an adult. Allah Zayin, but remember when we say this is Bekotin Shein La'Apotropos. Talking about a minor who has no caretaker. Avam Hoyu La'Apotropos, if he had a caretaker, actually, Eimai Sub Kol Mafilu B'Metalim, then actually we don't give any validity to his actions, even regarding movable items, Elamadas La'Apotropos, only with the caretaker's consent. Shem Rotz L'Kayim Mekochei U'Mimkaroi U'Metnosei M'Metalim, that if the caretaker is in agreement for the purchases and the sales and the gifts of the child's, of the minor's actions regarding the movable items, then kayim, then it's going to have validity. Now, halacha ches, boiting as a cut. Now, we inspect, we check out the minor, im yudebetiv masamatan, does he know, have a good understanding, a good grasp of business dealings, or im yudeh, or he doesn't know. Lafi, because she is cotton, you could have a child that's chacham, benavin, that's sagacious and understanding, shiudeya, that he knows things, even though Behu ben Shabbat is 7 years old. V'yesh acher, now there though, all other children, shafil ben shleish esu, even when he's bar mitzvah, when he's 13, and yudeh betiv masamatan, he doesn't really know how business dealings work. Cotton hayudeya betiv masamatan, a child who knows how to do business, she'in apetrabas, who does not have a caretaker, who does business dealings with movable items, and he made an error, so he has the same halachic standing as an adult. If it's pachas mishtos, if the mistake was less than the six, mechilat, pardon. Shtos, if it's a six, machzano, you have to give back the difference of the discrepancy of the fraud. Yasa shtos, if it's more than the six, batal mikach, then the sale is void. Kamesh Ben, like we explained these halachas in Perkid Beis, halacha Beis to halacha Dal. Says the Rambam, now I say, she'ein mikach ha-kotten, that the purchase of the child, umim karev, or his sales, are not b'metat l'kayyaman. They're not valid by movable items. Ela b'shemashach oy himshach. Either that he did meshicha, or the other party did meshicha, and also that the money was given. Because just meshicha itself, there's no kinyan. If they wanted back out, they'd be able to. But it requires also meshicha. Avam nasin mois ala mekech b'chazabay. But let's say the money was given on the purchased item, and then he backs out. Where, even by an adult, we don't say there's a kinyan. The only problem is there's usually a problem about mishapara. But in regards to the child, in the makabal mishapara is not going to accept the punishment of the curse of whoever punishes from those who did by the dyer of the flood is going to punish from them who backs out from his word. No, the child's not going to have the mishapara. But vachim shechazabah, but if others back out by giving the money without the mishicha, makabal mishapara, they do have to accept the curse of the mishapara, the one who's going to punish them. Halachates. Vachain imkonu miyara katan. So too, where one of the ways of an acquisition is if the buyer he rents the place where the movable item is. So we're talking about two different kinyanim here. One is the what we call kanu. The general terminology of kinyan means that of chalipin. So im kanu miyala kanu, if they acquire from the hand of the miner with a kinyan of chalipin, which is swapping one of the items, let's say commonly the sudur, the kerchief. A hiskrim kamatam, or if they rented the place of the movable item, which that generally is what's called the kinyan of chatzar, which acquires, if the, by dint of that courtyard being yours, you acquire whatever's inside of it. So says the Rambam, here too, if a chazar boy, if he backs out, the consumer has not acquired it. Why? Because you cannot extract something from the possession of a minor with a kinyan of kesef or kinyan chalipin, where it remains in the movable item in the domain of the orphan, in contrast to meshicha, where the buyer already took it to his property. So therefore, if he backs out, the buyer has not gotten it until he actually does meshicha. And the ain kinyan out of cut and klum, doing a kinyan, an acquisition from a child, is insignificant, even in a situation where the movable item is not even in the domain of the minor, and you don't have to take it away. Where shakinyan b'shtar, because the acquisition is with a document or like a document, where ve'ein oid m'cheisim ela ashtar shalom gadol, the witness is only signed on the document of an adult, and again, therefore, these things, these kinyan, don't work until you have, like we said, the meshicha, which is actually was taken out of the possession, but up until that point, he could back out. Halacha yud b'chein katan shakana metatlan, so too, if a minor acquires movable items, and again, they make a kinyan from his hands, or b'sacha mehem hamakam, or he rents the place from them. Lekana shimshach is not acquired until he actually does the meshicha, which means to pull it. Like we said, because it does not merit in the ways that an adult does. And Roy Ladaber says the Rambam, a proof for this is shein chatzah shalkatan, because we don't have that the courtyard of a minor, and neither arba amishle, neither his 4 cubic meters in his perimeter, they're not kainle, they don't acquire for him. Why not? So, and therefore, like we're saying, all these other kinyan don't work. Because they get increased that they should work for a person, because it's not the person. How's the person's chatzar or his dalamas acquiring? Because it's included from the halachic category of agency, where you see that you don't have to do it yourself. Something or someone else could do it for you. But it's not included from the halacha because it's considered like an extension of the person's hand. Like was explained in the 17th parak in Hilchos Gezeilah Aveda. And therefore, v'lo yia kinyan. So therefore, this acquisition that we're discussing, Ayschir Samakim, or renting of the place, cannot be good mechatzei, cannot be better than this courtyard, which doesn't work. And therefore, they're not also going to work. Now, in contrast, interestingly, Abla Katana, but a minor girl, which actually her courtyard is included as an extension from her hand, as we learn in the laws of Gittin. Oh, then tikna matal machem. Actually, the movable items will be acquired from others, imkanu miyado, or the gear says, kansa miyadan, if she acquires from them, oy bischiris makam, renting the place, because since she has a halacha of being able to be divorced with benasin biyada, an extension of that includes our chatzar, unlike that of a katan who does not receive a get, and biblically is not included in such a halacha, and therefore it's only included from shlichas, which she doesn't have, but the minor has a yad, which includes a chatzar, so therefore actually there she will have this halacha of acquiring with schiris makim or with a kin. Halachir alf, now Yerali says, Ram, it appears to me, shekot and shekona karka, that if a minor acquires a piece of property, but nasa dam, he's already paid for it, the hechze b'karka, and he made a chazaka, he took possession of the ground, of the land, tamid b'yad, it does remain with him. Although we said that his sales with properties are insignificant, so how does it work? So he says, Shakatan Kimishain Bifanenhu. The minor is like he's not even here. Like we said, in regards to the laws of selling of a property. Now, the halacha is Vazakhan Adam Shlaibafan. You can merit for a person when he's not there. Now, liability could only be when he's there. So since this is a merit for him, so even though he's quote unquote Shalaibavanov, it's going to be a validity in regards to halacha of Zakhan Adam Shlaibafanov. Halachi Beis continues regarding the effect of the acquisition of a boy from Bar Mitzvah from 13 up until 20. So Katan Jigdal, a minor that became an adult. V'hevi Azachar, and if he's a male, he brought Shtei Sadeis, he brought two pubic hairs, Achash Leish HaSeshana, after he turned 13. And Vabas, regarding a daughter, it's Achash Shtei Masi, after she turned 12. So they're an adult. So Ava Bisha, any debative masaman, even though they don't even know well business dealings, still, mikoche mekech, his purchase is a purchase, and mikoche memke, and his sale is a sale, matlasa matana, and his gift is a gift, mimetal, regarding movable items. A bakarka, regarding real estate, aim maisim kayaman, his actions are not valid, ashiyi yideya, until he's going to know, betiv masamat, and achashegdal, very well, the halachas, the concepts, the business transactions, after he became an adult. Now, halacha gimav ben, when we say this, bakarka shaloy, regarding his own property. Then we'll say, okay, depends if he knows business dealings well. But regarding property that he inherited from his fathers from or some other people that bequeathed it to him, the sale is not going to be valid sale until he's 20 years old. And even though he already brought two pubic hairs, which biblically makes him into an adult after 13, and he actually knows business very well, doesn't make a difference. Because he might sell at a very cheap price, because he's excited, his consciousness is leaning after the monies. And he's not yet settled his understandings in the ways of the world. So when it's his own property, he's made it, he can lose it. But if it's something he inherited, he doesn't really understand it so well, therefore we made that he has to be 20. Regarding his gifts, when he's under the age of 20, Beimatnas body, whether it's a gift of a healthy person, Beimatnas chimera, whether it's a gift as a dying young man, Hadizah Kayemis is going to have validity. Why? Because had he not gotten a great benefit from that person that he's gifting it to, he wouldn't have given it. And moreover, this is not something that is commonly happens. And anything, something that's not common, the rabbis did not make a gezerah, which was this, that we shouldn't have it up until age 20. And so the sage said to Skaim Matznasai that his gift is going to have validity even if it's property that inherited from his fathers, and even if he doesn't know how to do business so well, so that his word should be heard, that he's able to give gifts and people are gracious and then they show favoritism. So therefore, it's going to have halacha as a gift. When do we say this? At least he could sell his father's property when he turns 20. Is Kishabish Tesaris. If he brought two pubukas and he turned 20, now he can finally sell property inherited. Oy Kishanodli Simoni Saris, or he developed signs of a eunuch, even though he didn't bring two pubukas, but then we know that he's never going to. Avlam Lahibish Tesaris Vulinasa Saris, but if he didn't bring two pubukas, so he didn't show signs of adulthood. At the same time, he didn't show signs that he's a eunuch to know that he's never going to, then actually, Kotnhu, he still gets it as a minor. And therefore his sale and property is not going to be considered as a valid sale. Even his own properties, until he gets to the age of the majority of his years, which is over the age of 35, because he might be a really, really late bloomer. Misha Machar, someone that sold Bein Benachasa, whether his own properties, Bein Benachasa, whether his father's properties, the mace, and he dies, Ubo Kreiviv. Now, his relatives come, the Iridu, and they're contesting. Shayi Kut Mishasa Mecha. They say, what do you mean this wasn't a valid sale? He was a minor at the time of the sale. So the relatives want to go ahead and exhume his body and or just check, you know, in the morgue and do an inspection to see. So if we could test to see if it was a minor. So ain't shemelehem lenavle. We don't list them to disgrace the body of the dead young man. Moreover, a reason why we don't do this is because the signs of a person change when he's dead. So it wouldn't even prove to be able to ascertain what his status was when he was still alive. But moreover, the chazaki, there's a presumption that the witnesses don't sign on the document which showed the sale, unless they know definitively that the seller is an adult, and therefore they can't come contest and say that, oh, he was a minor and it's not a valid sale. Rather, we say that it is a valid sale. Someone's under the age of 20. That sold his father's properties. Then we say, go back and you get it back from the hands of the buyer, because as we said in Halachat Gimel, you can't sell father's property that he inherited on the age of 20. And this is when you could go and make the collection, whether before he's 20 or even after when he's 20. And you could go ahead and extract from the buyer all the produce that he ate, because that was unlawful. Now, but let's say the buyer already had expenses that he put out on this property, or let's say he planted and it sprouted. So shamanly, we evaluate them like as a sharecropper would do it, which is for a half and a third and a quarter, depending on what the custom is. And you give him back, and he gives back the rest, meaning you have to compensate him for that. Says Ram, like this halacha that I just said is how my teachers ruled. On the Yomi says, and I say, that even a minor who sells the property that he inherited from his father, but that would be undone. But says Ram, this is what he says differently. If he became 20, he didn't protest, then in your not like his teacher said that even after 20 he could protest. No, he can't back out anymore. Why? Since he took the monies, and this buyer was utilizing this property in front of him, because ben esim, when he was already 20, he never protested. So that after 20 already is validating and authenticating. So that's going to continue it, that it should be in the hands of the buyer. Because now that when he's ready 20, he's allowed to sell, he's wanting, he's activating it now, and therefore he cannot extract it. Halacha Yitches concludes regarding the effect of the acquisition of someone who is intoxicated. Hashikr, the inebriated, intoxicated individual, the one who's drunk, his purchases are valid, and his sales are valid, and his gifts are valid. But the Megillah Shekrus Shalak, but if he reached to the state of intoxication of light, who was so intoxicated that he was intimate with his daughters. Bahu, and that is Hashikr, someone who's so drunk, Sha'isa, he does things, Vini Dema, he doesn't even know what he's doing. His actions are nothing, but a Kashaita is like someone who's mentally deranged. Like a cut and Bakhman and Shesh, or like a minor that's under the age of 6, which we said, those have no validity whatsoever, and that's going to be the same thing as this person that reached the Shikrus of light.